Mr. President, Excellencies, Honorable Ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, Tanzania is pleased to take part to address the 67th session of the World Health Assembly. First, we would like to extend our congratulations to Dr. Margaret Chan for your global leadership role and commitment towards attainment of the WHO's mission and vision. We would like to extend our appreciation to the outgoing WHO Afro-Region Director, Dr. Louis Sambo, who throughout his team has worked tirelessly in ensuring the African countries, including Tanzania, strive to achieve the best practices in healthcare delivery. Mr. President, as global leaders in health, we all know that as the world around us changes, so does the burden of disease, and so does the threat of emerging and re-emerging diseases. Increasingly, health problems attributable to non-communicable diseases are also being seen. Concurrently, climate change has also significantly become a threat to public health, as many important diseases are highly sensitive to changing temperatures and precipitation now occur, and these include vector-borne diseases like dengue, which Tanzania is currently experiencing. There's a need to build institutional and technical capacity to strengthen utilization of climate information to strengthen disaster risk reduction, food and nutrition security and health. Mr. President, as we look forward towards 2015 and assess our efforts to date, it's important for us to evaluate the lessons learned from decades of successful initiatives, which in turn will help us support even more ambitious goals for the future. Mr. President, I would like to share some of the significant achievements in Tanzania. According to UN report on child mortality estimates of 2013, Tanzania has attained the Millennium Development Goal number 4 target of 54 per thousand. We stand to be among the four African countries that have reached the Millennium Development Goal 4 target to date. This achievement comes from sustained high vaccination coverage, with more than 90% of children receiving pentavalent 3 and measles vaccine, vitamin A supplementation, multifaceted prevention and effective treatment of malaria, as well as integrated management of childhood illnesses and vector and health sector reforms. Tanzania wishes to express its appreciation to Gavi, which has accelerated access to new vaccines in developing countries, including Tanzania. We further wish to appreciate the contribution of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others who have made this support possible. Mr. President, Tanzania has also witnessed HIV prevalence rates declining slowly but steadily from 5.7 in 2007 to 5.1 in 2012. This is due to the fact that this significant investment has been made in various interventions, as well as a strong political leadership from His Excellency, the President of the United Republic of Tanzania and the First Lady. In order to ensure the sustainability of these various workable interventions, the President has spearheaded the establishment of the AIDS Trust Fund. The fund aims at ensuring there are sustainable resources for HIV response through innovative financing. In 2012, he launched the National Elimination of Mother-to-Child Transmission of HIV Strategic Plan, and subsequently, country-wide regional campaigns have taken place in tandem with the rollout of initiation of lifelong ART for HIV-positive pregnant and lactating women. President, Tanzania recently conducted mid-term reviews of Health Sector Strategic Plan 3, 2009-2015, Roadmap Strategic Plan to accelerate the reduction of maternal, newborn, and child deaths in Tanzania, 2008-2015, and National TB and Leprosy Program review. These reviews have been instrumental in shaping our strategies and interventions in the remaining time leading to up to 2015, as well as the development of the post-2015 health agenda. In general, the review showed positive outcomes, especially on the disease control indicators on HIV, malaria, and TB. Other outcomes of the review is the launch of the sharpened maternal, newborn, and child health strategic plan and the reproductive maternal, newborn, and child health scorecard to strengthen accountability. Mr. President, although the number of countries have made some progress in the Millennium Development Goals, we all agree that this is an unfinished agenda and the progress made is uneven. We need to ensure that they remain a priority in the post-2015 agenda. There's a need to underscore emphasis on healthy financing strategies. It is therefore important to create sustainable systems to finance health in our countries and ensuring aid effectiveness. In Tanzania, for instance, we are now developing health financing strategy that focuses on required finances and how they are raised, pooled, and allocated, whilst ensuring everyone is protected from financial risks and equity is well considered. Mr. President, the expectations for achieving universal health and well-being are also changing as we strive to achieve greater health equity. Due to disparities within many countries, including Tanzania, the theme of universal health coverage is appealing as it is the ultimate expression of fairness in health services. We believe that universal health coverage is a goal in which equity is essential, and it is a practical expression of the progress realization of the right to health. Mr. President, it is our hope that as we continue consultations on post-2015 agenda, we must recognize the contribution of health to broader development and well-being. As much as such, we must include targets to accelerate progress on health-related Millennium Development Goals. We must also address emerging and neglected health priorities, including NCDs and sexual and reproductive health. We must also focus on health systems through universal health coverage and access and consider the impact of other non-healthy sectors. Mr. President, it is our hope that deliberation and consensus from this World Health Assembly will be taken forward to contribute and to shape the post-2015 agenda. Tanzania pledges to continue working in solidarity and partnership with other countries and with the WHO to ensure a better health world for tomorrow. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you.